Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Joe. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. We're talking today about the reason why Muzz is a cunt. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai.
Finally, white poppies, a symbol that remembers those killed in conflict, but which focus on peacemaking and challenges how we view war. It is only a matter of time until we have the rainbow poppies, which acknowledges the efforts of this vast congregation of queer servicemen. Theirs is a modern-day gymopedia, an old Spartan festival in which nude young men show off their athletic prowess with military dances. The aesthetic troop are godlike sculptures who carry out rituals of war, entrusted with spiritual missions, who exert the maneuvers of the circle dance like it were tribal rituals, taught only by being present, or imitating, the idol himself. In this weird, almost mundane, manner, Ziz and his crew became internet celebrities by the time they were early 20s, well before Instagram fame was even a thing. His older brother, Say Chestbra Shavershian, told me that growing up, Ziz was quite different from the persona for which he became known. He became a sensation on the internet circa 2008, releasing an array of motivational videos charting his evolution from skinny, sad mutt into God. A constant staple in most of his videos, he perfected Muzz dancing and encouraged the movement at every local music festival, from DEFCON and Stereosonic to Two Tribes. Episode 1714 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Joe Gilbert. Adios. Podbot.ai.